Christmas Eve Memories with the Lord. On December 24, 1998, the Lord came to me once more in His magnificent Christmas crown and robe. His presence was the same that Christmas Eve as it had been the two previous years, but the experience was different. The minute I saw His presence this time, I knelt before Him, then sang, danced, and cried with unspeakable joy. This was not something I manufactured. It all came as a result of the Holy Spirit taking control of my life. I can honestly say that I will never forget anything the Lord showed me or said to me. He often repeated things to help me develop patience. And He reminded me that without patience, no one might truly serve Him. He pointed out that salvation is an unmerited gift of His grace, but receiving other special gifts requires hard work. All the gifts are free, but we must practice patience to obtain them. Everything in our lives must be according to His way, not our way. We must obey Him, no matter what it takes. He explained that during His time on this earth, He lived only to obey His Father's will. He was not interested in pursuing His own will or plans, only God's. He also pointed out to me that those to whom He imparts special gifts for ministry must pay a higher price than others. He concluded by saying,
"Even if you don't want to do this work, you have to do so, because I have chosen you to be an end-time prophetess."
As I mentioned before, the Lord is so understanding of my needs, even when I complain. He always stands there and listens to everything I say. When I finish, He says,
"My daughter, I understand how you feel, but I must do it this way. It has to be in my way and in my time."
After His gentle rebukes, I always feel humbled, and I respond by repenting of my impatience, my questioning, and my lack of understanding.